day with group meditation and yoga.
Hi, this is Bobby Lee from Mad TV. Yes! Yo, what's up? This is Pauly Shore, San Diego. You're listening to my sister's radio station, Sandy Seashore. Check it out.
Thank you for joining us worldwide. It's time to fix what ails you. And everyone knows that laughter is the best medicine. So we've gone right to the first family of comedy, to the lady who wrote the book, Sandy Seashore. Yes, that's her real name. Only a comedian would name their kid Sandy Seashore. Well, what do you expect when your family owns the world-famous comedy store? If laughter's the best medicine, well, then Sandy, she's Dr. Feelgood. Hey, thanks for being here. Tonight, Sandy will check in with the world-famous comedy store to find out who's on stage and hear the inside story of what's really happening backstage and on the Hollywood Strip. She'll help you laugh and learn with some real news. And of course, hide the dog biscuits, because Sonny Shore is on the loose. He's smarter than Lassie and looks better than Ren 10-10. And this is one dog that knows his comedy. And now, here's the seashore that's not in your geography book. A lady with so much talent, she's worldwide at sandyshore.com. Welcome to Happy Hour with Sandy Seashore.
Hey, good evening, everyone. It's Sandy Shore, and it's Thursday again. Those Thursdays just keep rolling by, don't they? It's Valentine's. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Tonight, we have a wonderful show with Tommy, of course, from the world-famous comedy store in Hollywood, and James Gilliland from eSETI.org will be coming on in about 10 minutes. So let's take it away, Tommy.
Hey, Sandy, how you doing?
Hey. Well, you know, we had a big snowstorm here today.
What?
A little. Up to, the snow fell at about 1,000 feet.
Oh, my goodness.
And the weather people did not predict the storm, because the jet stream just sucked it right in, and it was just intense. It's been wonderful. I love it. I mean, I'm not near that, but.
Wow, that sounds like a really cool thing.
Yes, no, but they're calling it blizzard conditions in
funny.
San Diego. And then nothing else is affected in all of California. It's like,
wow.
We're this little pocket down here.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it is something. And it's exciting, actually. I like weather, as you know. I talk about the weather every week. It's Valentine's Day, and what did you get your Valentine?
Who, me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I took my girl out to dinner last night, and I gave her a nice card today, and I just, we hung out and had a nice hike yesterday with our dog, which makes us very happy.
Oh, good. Okay.
It's good. And then tonight, of course, I'm here at the store, even down in the cover booth already, getting ready for our big Valentine's Day show, because it's going to be packed. We're going to be sold out tonight.
Really?
You know, there's over 100 reservations for the Comedy Store in La Jolla down there.
Really?
Yeah, they got all their guys doing the show, and then Kirk Fox.
Wow.
One of your favorites.
Yeah, I know.
He's going up and going to do like a headline set.
Not my favorite.
I'm kidding.
How tall is he? He's like 6'5".
6'5"? Yeah.
Oh, he seemed taller than that. He's
got maybe he's taller than that.
Well, everybody makes the bed they sleep in. How about that?
That's it?
We'll just leave it at that.
And then, you know, a good weekend
going down
to La Jolla this weekend, too.
He's here this weekend?
Yeah, going down there. We've got, it's escaping me right now. Got my
Hello,
book here right in
Tommy.
Front of me. I've been so busy today. We've been in here. We've been getting some shows ready, lined up for March and stuff like that. I can't think in front of me. Okay, here we go. This weekend is Argus Hamilton, Whitney Cummings, and Kirk Fox. The guy's going to do the set tonight. Kirk won the Aspen Comedy Festival. He's actually just wrapped a movie with Michael Keaton.
Wow.
So he's working through. And Whitney Cummings is doing really well, too. She's been in your mom's program here for, like, say, about a year, but she's already pretty industry savvy. She's on the show Tell Me You Love Me on HBO, and she's a host and a writer on Carson Daly. And then, of course, Argus Hamilton, whom you've known longer than,
than the Stone Age.
Right,
he's
for a long time. He's going to be
fossil.
Opening. He opens the show. You know?
Okay.
So it's a really good show. It's solid. And
yeah,
we ran that show down there New Year's Eve 2 years ago, and it sold out.
Oh, okay.
So it's a good show.
Here comes my dog with his magic eight ball.
Oh, wow.
Sonny's got... Okay, drop it. Okay, you have to ask a question to the magic eight ball for Sonny. Sonny, come here. Okay, what's your question for Sonny?
Are we going to have a nice spring?
Are we going to have a nice spring? Okay, drop the ball. Drop it. Okay, it says, my sources say no.
Oh.
Of course, the ball was made in China. We can have a nice spring. What a stupid question is that?
I don't know.
You sound very tired.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Nope. I'm ready to go. I got a lot on my mind because we've been dealing with the show here tonight.
Oh, okay. Oh, because, yeah, you're getting ready for the...
Your comic Naveed came up and worked out on Sunday. He did very well.
Really?
Yeah, what I did is I let him go up in the depths of the night. He actually went up after Andrew Dice Clay. He got to watch Dice.
Really?
And after he watched Dice, I had him go on like more like towards like 11:15 or so, and there was still a group, and he went up and did a set in the room, and it was dark, and he's never gotten to do it that way before. And he enjoyed himself.
When it was dark, what does that mean?
Like when the lights are out, and it's just the stage is lit, like we do with the late night portion of the show.
Oh, because he comes in early and the sun's still out or something?
No, when he comes in earlier, we'll have the neons up during potluck and pop-in, and the room is lit differently.
Oh.
When the paid regulars go on later in the night, we darken the room and just focus on the stage. That's one of your mom's settings.
Oh.
The main room, maybe not so, but
the
OR and
the I had him on the show last week.
Excuse me?
How did he do? Did he hold his own?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He did okay. He's still growing, but his beats are getting better. And he talked with Ahmed, and Ahmed's going to be organizing some tours and stuff in the Middle East, and I think they're going to work together.
Perfect.
So, I mean, Ahmed was actually very excited, Sandy, for you to have sent a prepared comic from India who fits, you know, into the barrage of types of comics from the Middle East that need to be featured in a show, correct?
Well, I'm sure Ahmed will like Naveed's connections from India that they don't have. And so that would make a really great, rounded-out kind of tour.
It would.
This is the pioneer days for that area of the world, because there is no comedy clubs, and these are the pioneer comedians going out there.
Taking laughter to the world.
That's my whole point.
Yeah.
I know this radio show can be, you know, international. It can go anywhere, and that's the point of it.
Yeah.
And the beauty of comedy is, you know, you talk about the truth in an interesting way, and it's, you know, very enlightening. And I think laughter is, and I don't want to be cliche about it, but it is the one language everyone understands.
Oh, you're right.
And, you know, there's no fighting. If you can learn the art of comedy and how to be more lighthearted, you win. You can win in so many different ways. So,
I feel that laughter is the one thing in our species that can help us as a race get through the times we're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have to laugh together.
What do you think is going to happen with the economy? I mean, people still spend on entertainment, and the writer's strike is over.
Yeah.
The
entertainment industry is a big thing here. I don't know, Sandy. It seems funny because they've moved so much industry overseas because they can do everything for so much cheaper.
They did, huh?
Even my older brother moved his company over to Turkey because the labor is half the price of American labor.
Really?
Yep.
Well, and that's why we're in the way state we're in.
It is. And now they're saying that what mainly drives our economy is consumerism, that we have to buy to keep ourselves in balance.
And people are not buying right now.
No, they're saving.
I've been bottom feeding on eBay.
Yeah?
Great little deals, yeah. I'm into fossil hunting.
That's
I used
cool.
to go fossil hunting as a kid. I used to find fossils in the early years, actual real fossils in dirt. Amazing.
That is
especially
amazing.
In the Hollywood Hills.
That's right.
Yep. And there's a lot of fossils living in Hollywood. I think we're going to let you go because you got a lot of work ahead of you.
Absolutely, Sandy. Thanks for having me on your
show.
Thanks,
Tom. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so we're going to come back with James Gillingland from eSETI.org, and happy Valentine's, everybody, and hang in there. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Happy Hour. No, not that kind of happy hour. The lighten up and smile kind of happy hour. More with Sandy and Sunny Shore in a minute. People visit websites with a goal in mind, to learn more, to buy a product or service, to be convinced or reassured about something, to register for information, or for any number of other reasons. By understanding your customers' goals and motivations, we can create an intuitive experience to match. In an ever-changing online environment, new trends, technologies, and expectations demand that your website be interactive and constantly updated. Customers want to see new information, news, reviews, product and services, success stories, blog entries, press releases, pictures, and so much more. To keep up with the rapid pace of technological change and customer expectations, Creative Momentum offers a full suite of web tools and ideas to enhance your online image. Visit our website at creativemomentum.net for more information on all affordable services we offer. That's creativemomentum.net. Welcome back to Happy Hour with Sandy and Sunny Shore. If you want to find out more about comedy, visit sandyshore.com. And now, here's the lady that wrote the book on comedy, Secrets to Stand-Up Success, best-selling author and comedy coach, Sandy C. Shore. Oh, yeah, and Sunny.
Day. Again, everybody, happy Valentine's. I'm really excited. We have James Gillingland back. James.
Yes.
Hey. So you were just telling me you've done a lot of radio shows tonight.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I don't know why they all kind of bottled up today. This
because
is number four.
You're everyone's Valentine.
I guess. I'm sitting up here on a mountain all alone, but I'm everyone's Valentine.
Yeah, you're everybody's Valentine. There's a few things I wanted to talk about later, but first, Sonny's coming in with his magic eight ball.
Oh, good.
So you get to ask him a question. Sonny, come here. Here's your magic eight ball. Okay, he's got it. And, okay, do you have a question for him?
Yeah, will I ascend in the next 30 minutes?
Okay. It says... drum roll, yes, definitely. Again, it was made in China.
Yeah. Maybe I'm already ascended and just don't know it.
No, yeah, you are. You are.
Like
you're
everybody else,
the,
you know, we already did the shift and nobody told us.
No, you're one of the real people here on the planet. That's why they leave you out of things, because I sent a... I had a UFO... what's that UFO convention coming up?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the big
and
one.
And they left your movie out?
Yeah.
Someone's beeping me. Huh. And so I guess everyone sent emails to the convention and said, what's up with that?
Yeah. They're actually going to show it now.
Yeah, I read the email.
Yeah, it was amazing. You know, it's really weird. I tried to explain to them. It's been 5 years since I've talked there. And I was kind of going, you know, I'm just, you know, being cool about it, but... I said, you know, it's kind of strange. This is the biggest international UFO convention, and I've been left out for 5 years. I've been very patient about it, but this is one of the biggest hot spots on the planet right now, and it's always been that way. And the footage and the witnesses keeps increasing, and the information is phenomenal that's coming through here.
You have the only land that the UFOs come around consistently. So I would assume that you would be the center of attention at something like this, and for some reason, I don't know, do you think they're just, what is it with them? Why don't they, like, jump on it, like, invite you right away? I mean,
you know, that's what I didn't understand, you know, and then I talked to them, and what I found out is a lot of the people on the panel are very nuts and bolters, and they want to see metal craft, which we have a ton of that.
Metalcraft?
Yeah, they want to see metalcraft. We have incredible light ships and all these other things, but we also have a lot of metalcraft footage, you know, of ships that are physical.
Oh, okay.
And so we have all the above. So, you know, I just couldn't make any sense out of it. Because it just wasn't making sense. So at the LA Expo and at the Bay Area Expo, when I spoke there, everybody kept asking me, "Why aren't you at the this UFO convention? It makes no sense." And I said,
I have no idea. And so finally, after being asked about 100 times, I said, I tell you what, I sent an email out and I said, ask them, you know, go straight to the source because, you know, I can't get an answer.
And it's kind of the same feeling I get when there's a comedy show or competition, they need comedy judges,
mm-hmm.
you know, for some event or this or that. I'm really, really surprised that they don't call me on, in on it. I'm one of the best comedy coaches in the country as far as I'm concerned. I've made, you know, a lot of people, you know, careers. So
yeah.
I have the same exact, I don't understand it.
Yeah,
I guess
yeah.
it's political. It's political,
it
right?
It is. It's totally political. It's like the, you know, at the LA Expo, they already chose the film that was going to win the awards even before they're even shown, and the people never got to vote on these things. And it's kind of, it is, it's very political, and I know the last time I went to the conference, I stepped on a lot of toes because, you know, I made it very clear, look, you know, this is a much higher experience than they're giving it. And I said, we got to get beyond the fear and the suspense and the abduction and all the victim stuff and really get into the higher consciousness.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of hearing about the abductions and the negative aspects of it.
Exactly.
And so what, okay, this was a convention they had in L.A. this past weekend that
yeah.
I was supposed to go to, but I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, we missed you.
Yeah, well, I missed you too. And then you were just, there was just, going to L.A., everybody, is just a...
It's hard.
it's a real journey. And so what was, what film won?
You know, I don't even know. I didn't go to the party afterwards or anything. I was pretty much wiped out from just being there and the energy. Up here, the sanctuary, the energy is so high and so clear and clean. And when I come down into the city, it's really hard, you know. It's,
mm-hmm.
The first night, my whole room was full of beans just showing up, and they just didn't stop showing up. And I kept doing clearings and clearings. And finally, I go, you guys, leave me alone. I need some sleep, you know. And so that's kind of my experience whenever I go to the...
Did you have to spend, what, 3 nights up there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah, it was. But, you know, I'm really good for about 3 or 4 days, and then I have to get back out into the mm-hmm. wilderness a little bit, you know.
And are you having snow up there still?
No, we're not. Actually, it's been clear and a little sunny.
What was the weather a shocking change going from the snow down to L.A.?
Yeah, but, you know, I never even saw the weather, basically. I just went off the plane straight to the convention, and I was, you know, so busy doing interviews and doing the workshops, and we had a booth that I never even got to walk outdoors and experience, you know, the weather.
Oh, maybe that's why I didn't go, because it would have been too crowded or something.
It was pretty insane.
Well, there's one coming up in Palm Springs I'm planning on, and that's, you know, I used to live out in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
It's so much clearer out there. You've got all that open space.
Yeah, that'll be another really different event. And I think I'm setting it up there where I'm just going to turn all my things over to the bookstore.
Oh, that's perfect.
And just let them deal with it and then do my talk and take a break.
That's great. Then I'm going to bring my dog. I hope they don't mind.
Yeah.
He'll bring his magic eight ball.
Okay.
And he'll set up a booth and do psychic readings for everyone.
He'd probably be better than a lot of them that were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's strange when you're walking through the booth down there? You got these people grabbing your energy and people going, you got this and this going on. You need me and I can heal you. And I'm just, you know.
Heal you?
Yeah. And, you know, I'm going, wait a minute. Did I invite you into my space? You know?
No, that's what people do.
Yeah.
I don't know. We can't. Well, let's see. Why do people do stuff like that? Why do they do that? Why do they behave like that?
Well, you know, underlying basically, it's that, you know, some of them do have a gift like that, but really, when you really have it and you're walking in your own power, you don't go out and try to prove it and push it on everybody else.
And by the way, in your email, I joined your newsletter list, and I recommend everyone to join that. It's got so much information. If you want to be updated, like, minute by minute,
mm-hmm.
so you go to eseti.org. And then you have a place for a newsletter in there, right?
Yeah, and they can just, it says free newsletter. Just click on the box and it'll open it up. And
you sent a nice little Valentine's Day message out. Do you want to repeat what it was? It was like one line.
I'm trying to remember.
I can find it.
Something about, may you love unbounded for no reason without fear or expectation.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, I woke up and that was in my head. I got that message as soon as I woke up.
That was very, very uplifting.
Right after that, I had to process a couple things, which happens usually.
How many people usually come up to your ranch up there?
In the summertime, it's real busy.
Summer and the rest of the season, it's a couple here and there?
Yeah, we have to kind of cut it back. Basically, we've been closed this month. And we should have closed last month just due to the weather. But,
and then people, they bring their own tents and they just kind of camp out? Is that what it's about?
Yeah, we have rooms. We have some rooms that people come up that they can, you know, make a donation for. Mm-hmm. And we have a large conference building that if we have a big conference, people can just bring a mat and a sleeping bag if they want and sleep inside. But most people like to camp because, you know, you can watch the night sky and just see all kinds of activity up there.
Ooh. I'm thinking of coming out there.
Yeah, definitely. You have to come out.
I'm thinking about it. My friends live about, I think, about 45 minutes from where you are in Portland. How far are you from, or not Portland, but near Portland?
About an hour. We're just a little over an hour.
Okay, well, I know they're planning on going up there.
Yeah, you can come out and bring it.
When you say rooms, how many rooms do you have?
Four.
And is that in your house?
No, it's a guest house.
Oh, okay, because you have 70 acres.
Yeah, there's a guest house with four rooms on it, and then has a pyramid above it, a really nice pyramid.
Ooh.
And then my house has three rooms in it, but I'm kind of picky on who comes into my personal space.
I want to go into one of your emails I just read. Source reveals secret UFO meeting at UN.
Oh, yeah.
I received the following email from two trusted colleagues, blah, 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 regarding a reliable source informing them that a secret meeting occurred yesterday morning, February 12th, at the New York office of the United Nations concerning the recent spat of UFO sightings.
Mm-hmm.
It appears that a number of nation states are concerned about the impact of increased UFO sightings and wish to be briefed about what is happening. Their source, who currently works in the diplomatic corps, had to travel for an early morning off-the-record meeting at the UN. Their source revealed that a secret UFO working group exists that is authorizing the release of such information to the public in an effort to acclimate others to what is about to unfold.
Mm-hmm.
A date of 2013 was given as the time for official disclosure and or when extraterrestrials show up in an
undergraduate
school.
Yeah.
Okay. In the interim, there will be acclimation-related releases of information. Importantly, the source revealed that the events leading up to official disclosure will involve more ethnically orientated extraterrestrials, and they will not pose a military threat to the world. You didn't write that one, right?
That was Dr. Sala with, he's got exopolitics.org.
Okay.
And he's over in Hawaii, and they have conferences over there. I was just at one of their conferences, and they had just an incredible lineup. They had ambassadors there. They had the defense minister from Canada.
They cannot keep this out of the media anymore.
No, this was big. I mean, they had major hitters there, and, you know, I was very honored to be able to speak with that group. And what I found out is that, you know, that a lot of these guys, even in the military, they don't know what's going on because it's so advanced for them. They're still kind of playing around in the low-level stuff, and they really don't understand the more spiritually, technologically advanced beings.
Now, are these the ones coming in? Now, there's always years given out. This now is 2013.
Yeah.
And this is when the ethnically orientated extraterrestrials, are these the ones that are on the Earth already and they're just going to come out of the closet? Or how is this going to work?
Well, it's already happening right now. This year, it's already started. And so the real disclosure is coming from the skies, and they're being seen everywhere. I mean, Mexico had thousands of ships. I have that on this website. Peru just had, I don't know how many ships. You couldn't even count them in the sky flying over Peru.
Ah.
And, you know, San Diego just had their sightings. They had some fly over San Diego.
San Diego, for some reason, I think is going to be kind of a focal point for a lot of things coming up. I don't know why.
Well, yeah, it is. And also, too, it's right next to Mexico where there's major activity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just right across.
They can't, you know. What is the, you can run, but you can't hide, the people that don't believe in this? They're just saying, oh, it's just the military, or they're making it up. And
oh, yeah.
Until the Bean actually walks off one of the craft, but then they would shoot him. So what can I say?
yeah, what's the point? We're such an aggressive society and fearful society. There's really no point in contacting people unless you've risen to the occasion and done your spiritual homework.
How is this going to unfold? I mean, it's starting to unfold now with all the sightings, but mm-hmm. actual contact, how is that? I just feel like we'll shoot them. So
yeah.
Do they plan on contacting us more directly other than just flying over our heads?
Oh, yeah. You know, they're already contacting people, and even in the Peruvian government and the military, you know, they have dialogues going on and information happening there. Same thing in Mexico.
Do you know what the information is that they're exchanging?
Not exactly. They're kind of like tight-lipped about it, but I know that they know about it. The countries that are not taking aggressive stance towards them, they are contacting. And, you know, the countries that are sending up, you know, like we do in our country, anything in our airspace, we send it up. If we don't understand what it is, we shoot it down and steal the technology and use it for the war industry. That's our program. And that's pretty much kind of ending right now. They're figuring it out with these new UFOs that are coming in. There's really nothing we can do, no matter what we've got, even our back-engineered stuff. We cannot, you know, touch these things.
So they're going to help us acclimate to a more kinder world, do you think? Is that what this is about? Or
well, here's what they told me. Basically, they're over areas that are going to go through a lot of changes. There's going to be a lot of earth changes in areas. You'll see them around volcanoes and around fault lines. And they're doing all they can to kind of mitigate some of the damages. But they're very involved in the awakening and healing process of humanity and the earth, and they're involved also in trying to guide people to move out of certain areas and let the earth heal herself and do what she needs to do. So they've been giving a lot of warnings that we are going to undergo some real severe weather, which we've been seeing with these killer tornadoes and storms.
Mm-hmm. We've had tornadoes in L.A., but in Malibu, and we've had weather, San Diego having a blizzard today, that the weather people couldn't even predict.
Yeah, I mean, we're having tornadoes up here, which is insane. And, you know, we've never had tornadoes in this area.
But, and also, this is the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So we're supposed to have winter weather.
Yeah.
I'm just concerned that, you know, they're trying to mitigate, you know, at earth changes, but the earth must change so that people grow spiritually.
You know, exactly. The earth has her destiny, and she needs to heal and cleanse herself and so she can continue to be the platform for life.
I've been collecting her fossils.
Uh-huh.
I've been bottom feeding on eBay collecting fossils. And
I'm having
the best time, yes. Really, and they're like no less than 65 million years old.
Yeah, they've got, they have trilobites that were smashed by boot prints and some of the first creatures, you know, so...
Really?
We've been around for a long time. Way before the dinosaurs, there's been modern man walking
around.
Well,
this energy on these fossils is just so amazing. It's more than amazing.
Yeah.
It feels really, really good. Let's put it that way.
I have one of those trilobites.
It is
interesting.
Yeah, different kinds of fossils, I guess. I'm collecting snails.
Oh, okay. There's a lot of those. You know, if you go up in the mountains where I was raised in the high desert, and you go up way up and tall up in the Granite Mountains, there you'll find all these sea snails. You know, as the mountains erode away, and you know those whole areas, you know, in the high desert up there in California, were actually underwater at one time.
Ah, it's just fascinating to see something hold something that's that old. Is my whole point too. So we've got so activity has increased. They're having secret meetings.
Mm-hmm.
The news media is not picking it up, but Larry King did.
Yeah.
And disclosure, it's imminent.
Well,
and I'm wondering.
They tried to go through the government, and they had all kinds of problems there because what happens is the consciousness of the people that, you know, whenever you create a position of power outside of yourself, the type of people that snatch that up are usually people that are really looking for power and fame and notoriety. And it's not the type of people you really want to connect with, you know, if you're on a very high frequency. And the higher you go up the ladder, the darker it gets. And
really?
So So basically, they've switched their program, and they're starting to contact all kinds of people and, you know, outside of government, and they're finding that might be the way to go. They're looking for people with that are spiritually advanced with a high degree of integrity, and that's
because you'll never find that in the government. You'll never, ever. You might find a person here and there in it, but then they're so scared for their job or their life, they can't stick out and,
oh, yeah,
and go against the flow. So you're right, that is a smart. Which now in this email, it talked about ethnically orientated extraterrestrial. So which group of beings are you talking about?
You know what? I have no idea. I need to find out exactly what they're referring to, ethnically oriented. It's, I don't know, it might be ETs that are, you know, the way they see things is all of us are down here in these multicolored earth suits and we're all spirits. And so they don't really have they've transcended all cultural and religious boundaries and have gone beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
That might be what they're referring to, or there's a lot of different groups out there, so you might be talking about the...
Just like there's so many different cultures of human beings.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's like we don't know when they're coming who the positive ones, and I know there's negative ones because that's mm-hmm. all we hear about are the negative ones.
There's a reason for that, too. And that's, you know, somebody, I love what somebody said on the other show. They said, you know, you're like the Ron Paul of ufology. And they said, you know, you're not getting any press, but everybody really wants to know what's going on, and they want to know the truth and the higher contacts and what's happening there. And I thought that was funny that he said that, because I kind of totally understand how Ron Paul feels with,
mm-hmm.
you know, being, you know, he's bringing out a message that, you know, everybody wants. You know, we all want freedom. We want to go back to the Constitution. We want to live in harmony with each other and clean up the environment. And, you know, that's what the ETs want as well. So,
I don't know if everybody, I mean, the people that are spiritual want that, but the
yeah.
other people don't.
Yeah, in
they
your
like
heart,
causing chaos.
I think in everybody's heart of hearts, that's what they want, but they've gone astray, you might say, and they've kind of forgotten what's really important.
No,
nature will help them get back on track here real soon.
When you say soon, you're talking this spring, right?
Yeah, there's some things, events in spring. There'll be a lot of flooding, a lot of problems in spring. But, you know, it's already happening with these tornadoes. And, you know, this last storm that hit a while back, it went all the way from Canada down to Mexico. And the last freeze we had, the big storm that came through here, and you know, we've got 10 feet of snow up here on the ground, and it's going to melt, and it's going to go somewhere. And we usually have maybe a foot and a half to 3 feet. So we've got volcanoes underneath the ocean right now going off like crazy, and then they're finding them now under the poles. They're finding new volcanoes going off under the poles.
Really?
So,
and that's heating up the water, making
yeah.
the poles melt.
So the poles are melting 7 or 8 times faster than they...
Because of the underground volcanoes.
It's that, and there's also a lot of people don't understand the dynamics behind global warming, and they're fighting over the cause of it. But the bottom line is we are experiencing global warming any way you look at it. And the whole heliosphere, our whole solar system, is glowing. It's moving to a new place in the universe, and its outer edge as it's moving into this place is glowing. It's about 1,000 times brighter. And all the planets are reacting to this, and they're throwing off 4 times more light, and the sun's reacting to it.
How is our sun doing?
It's going into solar cycle 24, which is going to be one of the most intense solar cycles we've ever had.
Does that mean sunscreen?
It means sunscreen. It also means the grid most likely will be going down. Definitely cell phones will be going down, and
from
ATMs and things like that.
Oh.
Communications.
Our whole earth would fall apart if we didn't have our electronics.
Yeah.
We're so fragile.
You know,
so
anything
fragile.
With a chip could be taken out by one good solar pop, you know, one good solar flare, and that would pretty much disable any car, you know, just about everything.
Wow. Why do the, when the spaceships go over the cars, why do the cars stall?
I think it's some kind of a magnetic... I know one thing is they sometimes they just shut down. The batteries will show totally dead, and then after they leave, you turn your camera on and all of a sudden it's back up again.
But you can re-energize a battery yourself, right?
Yeah.
Holding it.
Yeah, I've done that quite a few times.
So if you stand next to someone, do they get like charged or something? Like
I
you
guess.
Touch someone, is
yeah.
it like the,
yeah.
the electric zap?
Well, I did it when they filmed the movie. The cameraman, he had an exotic camera, and he pulled the battery out, and he was bummed because he left his charger at home, and he couldn't do the stills for the movie. And I said, "Throw me your battery," and so he did. Looked at me kind of funny, you know. He goes, "You can't," you know. He goes, "You don't have anything like that. This is a real exotic camera." And I said, "Don't worry about it." And I said, "I'll give it back to you in a few minutes," you know. And I gave it back to him, and he plugged it in, and was charged full. So it was pretty funny.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So you don't need a recharger, just bring James along.
Yeah.
Today, earlier, you had mentioned something about the energies change. I've been, like, laughing all day.
Uh-huh.
And smiling all day, which is kind of unusual since I'm by myself with my dog.
Yeah.
But what do you think happened? I mean, what's up with that?
Well, you know, I felt today, I felt when I first got up, I felt kind of a little strange, you know, and I had a lot of things on my plate, you know, to do all these shows. And then I felt an energy move through and a big release, and then I just felt higher than a kite the whole rest of the afternoon.
Maybe it rubbed off on me.
Probably.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised, but I just felt like I was just beaming, you know, the whole afternoon after the... this shift happened, so something went on through.
Something happened, for sure. I like talking about more things that you could see instead of feel, even though we have to go by our feelings on things.
Yeah.
I mean, I think with all the changes coming up, people need to just go by what their gut feeling is and listen to it, because
exactly.
It's always right.
You know, a lot of people, they have to have something tangible or it's not real. But what's funny is you think about it, you ask people, okay, are you a body? Are you a spirit? I mean, they've proven that there's not enough genes to run the body. There's an outside field that's actually making your body function.
You're kidding. Isn't that? I heard the magnetics is like what holds our memory intact.
Yeah, and the mind actually exists outside the body. The brain's just like a radio that receives and transmits.
You're kidding.
No, but the mind, and they know this, it's
that's
outside
why they,
the body.
They say thoughts are real.
Yeah.
Okay,
so you ask somebody, you say, okay, if you drop this body and you still exist, is that tangible or is that intangible?
Mm-hmm.
And they go, it's intangible. And they said, okay, but you know you exist outside the body. And they said, yes, you know. And then you go, okay, what about love? Is love tangible or intangible? And they go, intangible. Well, how do you know love exists? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And you can keep taking them through that whole process.
Okay, I have a lot of people are getting sick now.
Mm-hmm.
And what can you say to them? You know, when our bodies get sick, there's something off balance.
Yeah.
How would you encourage their thinking to change so that they can feel better?
Well, you know, there's processes where you can focus on your body as being like very young and vibrant, and you hold that focus and you do it as a mantra and you take walks. And, you know, you can, as you're walking, you can say, you know, I've always been or I am, you know, fabulously healthy and wealthy and you know, strong
yeah.
and alive. And you just, you know, you can say, I am,
so it's
you know,
an attitude.
Yeah, miraculously healthy. And what happens is when you do that, the more you do that, they do that a lot at the Rompa School as well, but they do these focus walks. And pretty soon, the more you do it, the more it gets ingrained into your own body, your DNA, and you're reprogramming your whole body.
Ah. My dad's like 81,
mm-hmm.
and he acts like he's 35. And he's still running here, running there. I mean,
yeah.
The guy doesn't stop.
It was funny. Somebody asked me in one of the shows recently, they said, so what happened after you grew up? And I said, I never did. You know?
That's so true.
And they started laughing, you know, and I said, I'm serious. I said, growing up sucks. I don't want to go there.
That's so true.
Yeah.
I feel completely energized when I go walk on the beach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I
the ions,
like,
negative ions there, and it's a very healing space.
Yes.
You know,
it's just getting there. It's like, you know, dealing with all the people. But, you know, now would be a good time when it's raining to go on
yeah.
the beach.
You know, not to go down to a negative note, but a lot of the sickness and illness that people are experiencing is coming, you know, from the skies. It's in the chemtrails and some of the chemicals.
Oh.
And you know, people should really do some research on that because, you know, the barium salts and the aluminum oxide that they're spraying up there to kind of, they're trying to shield us from the sun so they can cool the earth down so we can keep burning fossil fuels, which is nuts. But what they're using is very carcinogenic and,
you know,
pathogenic.
I just don't understand why they're out of their mind doing this. Who, I mean, it's like banging your head against the wall because, first of all, you have no control over it. No one would ever authorize doing that. Nobody in their right mind.
Uh-huh.
Who's the idiot who thought this was a great idea? I mean, what kind of idiot? What are they trying to prove?
Both our leadership and the scientists that have come up with this fiasco, which is a very short-sighted program, are, I hate to say it, but it's like they're criminally insane.
And our tax dollars are paying for all this.
Yeah. Well, the same guy that invented this program, you know, to disperse all this nonsense and everything, is the same guy that created, you know, the triggers for the atomic bombs, and he was very involved in that whole mess. And so you really think about it.
I can't believe they're allowed to continue. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, and they're unchecked. It has no oversight whatsoever. And these guys are just playing around and doing whatever they want, and nobody has a say-so.
And nobody even knows the whole story, and that's what's going on. You also had on one of your newsletters a little story about that. There was a picture inside the plane showing the tanks.
Yeah, and they're trying to say that that's some kind of a flight training thing. That's the new cover-up story. And I said, well, that's interesting. Why does it say Sprayer 1 on the wall, and why does it say hazmat, you know, all the guidelines for hazmat, you know, which means you're working with deadly materials?
You know, I think people, didn't you say this, the time of all this deceit is over and all the truth is going to be coming
out? It is. We're moving through that time of transparency, according to the Mayan calendar, where everything is just coming to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And other people are seeing the same thing, is that the truth is getting out there. And, you know, there's just a few groups here that are running things that are just basically have lost it.
I really feel like the UFOs, they're our family members, and I feel like I'm so glad they're coming home or visiting us. I feel really good about that.
You know, I do too, and really this has gone so far beyond our ability to straighten out. I'm praying that they will, you know, lend their energies to assist us to turn this planet around and get it back on track, you know.
But all the good people get snuffed out, so I don't know how that's going to accomplish. I mean, aren't we just into this war thing? I mean, what is the point of it? I mean, that's a loaded question. But.
Uh-huh. You know, I have a good feeling, believe it or not, with all the doom and gloom, it looks like it's going in that direction, but I have a really good feeling that things are going to start turning around really fast, and I think that all of this is going to be exposed. I mean, they've got, you know, impeachment proceedings going on right now, and they're just getting worse. Oh yeah, they've got all kinds of impeachment things on the table, but they're exposing all of the thousands of lies they've told,
we've had enough.
Yeah, some event is going to happen, which is just going to push people over the edge, and they're on the edge right now. And the vast majority, the economy
and people can't trying to survive.
Yeah.
And losing jobs. In other words, even the
guys that are creating all those problems are doing the other things that, you know, people are fed up with. So it all goes back to the same small elite group.
And then I'm confident that nobody gets away with anything anyway.
No. Here's what's interesting. These men, whatever you want to call them, Illuminati, Gray Man, everybody has a name for them. You know, they think they're so brilliant and so clever, and they're doing all these things, and they're going to control and make as much money as possible. Their whole thing is power. You know, totally control everything in the world. They really don't care about money anymore. They're moved into that direction. And what's interesting is these men who are supposedly so clever and so brilliant and wise have not even figured out karma or action-reaction. It's like this basic principle that even a five-year-old probably understands. They can't get it. They're so wrapped up in their ego. And that insanity that they're going for, you know, you can see it in our own leadership. You know, they're sabotaging themselves. It's almost like they're saying, spank me, you know.
Isn't that mostly male-orientated, though?
Yeah, but there's females. I mean, we have some females coming up. I won't mention any name that are all part of the same program. But it's that mindset of just power, of not caring, wanting power and wealth over everything else. And you get your feet dirty, and then they get dirtier, and then they get dirtier, and you have to cover that up, and it just gets dirtier and dirtier and dirtier as you move up the ladder and darker and darker and darker. And that's the problem with our whole system, the way it's set up. It just, you know, with all the institutions, when you move up the ladder, it just gets darker and darker and darker. And people need to pull their power back and just say, okay, look, we're going to lead ourselves from now on.
I think that's the best way to do it. They should start with block leaders and then,
yeah,
you know, but they're corrupt too.
Some they're fired, you know, when they come to your door and say, isn't this a democracy and don't people run this country? Say, yeah, you're fired.
What do you think?
Go away.
What does it look like, the presidential run? I mean, who cares? And because it's not going to really matter anyway.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm being negative about it, but that's how I feel.
Well, you know what I saw, and it's starting to unfold already, is some of these guys have so much dirt in their background. And it's all starting to surface. It's starting to come up, and it's all over the Internet. And so a lot of the things that they thought they could kind of sweep under the rug and ignore are just all going to explode in their faces.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's
so
starting
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I think I'm really praying for that we have this huge revolution, and it's a peaceful revolution, that everybody just wakes up and gets behind the leaders that, you know, really do care, that are trying to make a difference.
Do you think we have any presidential hopefuls in that?
You know, I think the only person I've seen in that whole mix, there's two, and one of them is out, unfortunately, is Kucinich and probably Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And although Ron Paul's being totally censored, I think there's something going to happen where if there is a way that we can get back in control of the election and the ballots and everything else, that I think he would sweep it. I really
do. You know,
do.
I don't understand why popular vote doesn't win. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, you know, nothing makes any sense anymore. If you realize it's all controlled and it's all corrupt, it all makes sense. But
from that perspective.
Yeah, from that perspective, it all makes sense. But, you know, then you fall into the Mr. Conspiracy category. You know,
now, what do you, as far as your role goes, I know you want to keep evolving your area up there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that for conferences, or, I mean, what is your...
Yeah, and my whole focus is just to make a retreat center here and to really anchor in the higher consciousness and energy and continue what we're doing and hopefully eventually make a galactic university where we can exchange wisdom and knowledge and healing technology and other earth-friendly technologies to turn the planet around. That's my main focus.
Aren't you concerned with negative people coming up there?
You know, the energy is so high here, and there's these other incredible beings watching this place that, you know, here the karma does get accelerated very quickly.
Really? Can you give me an example of a lunatic that, I mean, can you tell me something that...
Well, you know, people that have a negative agenda, they come here, and it's amplified so much that it's almost self-consuming.
Oh,
you can't stay here, even just coming on the property because of the energies. And, you know, we've seen helicopters flying backwards here. So, you know, black helicopters, things like that.
Oh, my God. So, I got the chills on that one. But yeah, they are watching you.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, there's things going on all these different levels. But, you know, you gotta be yourself, and you got to do what's right for you. And we can't, you know, live in fear anymore you know, play the victim or anything else. We need to take a stand from a spiritual center and just say, you know, enough's enough.
I think people need to use common sense nowadays and not listen to the TV commercials and not listen to what other people think they should be doing.
Oh, yeah.
They need to listen to themselves.
No. Throw their TVs out the window, you know.
Well, there's some good movies that are fun to watch.
Yeah.
So,
well, I was in L.A., and I went through 70 channels. And I didn't see anything. I went, oh, my God, there's so many channels, and there's actually nothing here that has any frequency to it whatsoever. But
yeah, I want to repeat that. James does not have a TV. So there you go. What I'm just thinking that when you say the energy is really high, like if a normal person goes up there, what happens? Do they just get euphoric, or do they get freaked out, or they have a panic attack, or what is it?
You know, it really depends. Most people start taking off with the energy, but when you start getting that, you know, really high buzz and you feel really great for 2 or 3 days, it starts lifting everything else up, and that you have to process that might be holding you down. So
how is it? Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention, James did this clearing on me, and you can maybe explain what that is. And I've never had one of those like that or ever. And I want to mention there was a side effect that I wasn't expecting,
uh-huh.
And it was my dog. My dog has a genetic eating disorder where he doesn't like food. Well, ever since that clearing, he hasn't stopped eating. He put on a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And it looks like he stuck his foot in a socket and his whole fur came bust. I mean, I have a white collie if anybody, you know.
Yeah.
And he's still a puppy. He's 19 months old.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a lot of fear issues, and he has an eating disorder. And that's all gone. He's now, totally minding me where he never did before. He follows me around. He's eating like a pig. I've never seen him eat like this. He, you know, and he's enjoying life. He's all of a sudden, he's like the spark plug. So is that normal to happen? Like, if you do a clearing and then everybody in the household gets the effect? Or
yeah, sometimes it even moves out into family members and things like that. It changes everything.
Well, it did. It changed me. I mean, I'm just light, you know. I'm around all these people, you know, because I'm in a big city,
uh-huh.
And for some reason I've got control of my energy now. It's not leaking out. It seems
yeah.
like...
What I find is that, you know, the clearing process, because we clear past lives and birth trauma and everything from... And then at the end you're initiated into, you know, a contact with your own main teacher and guide. And that guide is hanging around still working with your family, with your animals, with the house. Everything, and the more you utilize that and initiate that, and you know, in the books I teach how to do the clearings yourself, but they are power tools.
My dreams are more spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
I feel even more. I mean, I'm spiritual as it is, but now I feel more. What's the word? I feel more in control of my destiny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I feel giddy all day and all night.
That's like, definitely one of the byproducts. You know, you're
really
happy for no reason.
And this was like 2-3 weeks ago you did this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the way you do it is you can do it anywhere. You do your thing. I don't know what you do, but whatever you did, it worked.
Well, the person just needs to find a clear space where they're going to be uninterrupted for about, you know, at least 45 minutes to an hour.
Oh,
and while we're doing that, we just read their books and go through their whole thing and clear up.
You know, you said, you go, just be prepared, you might pass out. And I'm like, there's no way I'm going to pass out. I'm wide awake. And guess what? I passed out.
Yeah.
And I woke up 45 minutes later, like, where am I? What happened? Where did I go? What happened?
Yeah. It's so much easier to work with people when you're out of, you know, when the personality is pushed aside. And then you can really get in there and do the work. And sometimes that's what's necessary, is just to, you know, kind of go out and for a little while and then.
And by the way, that was probably one of the best gifts I ever got.
Oh, you're
you
welcome.
Know. And, you know,
for all the work you're doing, you deserve it.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you do a lot of work, too. How do you re-energize yourself?
You know, basically I just need to sleep and eat. And I meditate a couple times a day, you know, early in the morning and then at night. And a nice, long, hot bath really works well for me.
Huh. Well, I'm, you know, just everyone, James' website, eCETI.org, E-C-E-T-I.
Mm-hmm.
Right, there you go. We're coming up to the top of the hour, and look how fast this went.
Yeah.
It's Valentine's Day. Woo-hoo!
It is. You have to be my Valentine's because I'm sitting up here with my dog, and he's male, so I don't think I can have him.
I'll be your Valentine.
Okay.
I'm definitely, and for sure, it's the best Valentine's Day I ever had.
Yeah.
Okay, and maybe you can come on the show before you go to Palm Springs again.
Sure, anytime. Anytime
okay,
you want
great.
To have me on the show, I'll be
you
glad
seem
to
be. You seem to be on during the holidays. You were on Thanksgiving, and now it's Valentine's Day, and that things fall on Thursdays.
Yeah.
So.
What's the next holiday?
Well, it's President's Day on Monday, I think. A lot good that does us, but anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Valentine.
I think, what is it, Easter is the next one.
Okay. I don't know what day of the week that falls on.
Me neither.
Let's see. Easter, St. Patty's, no. Thursday, no.
Hey, St. Patty's, I'm Irish.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, we're Scotch-Irish Cherokee. We're like
oh, you mid. Are? By the way, Easter is on a Sunday. Oh, you'll be in Palm Springs, I think, for Easter.
I think I will be, yeah.
And I don't have a class that day. Great. So I'll stay up there the whole weekend.
Cool.
I have a lot of good friends up there. I used to live up there. Anyway.
All right.
Okay, happy Valentine's Day.
All right, you too.
And I'll see you soon. I'll talk to you sooner.
All right, good night.
Okay, good night. Bye, everybody. Sandy Shore signing out. You've been listening to Happy Hour on BBS Radio. I'll be back next Thursday. Good night, everybody. Have a great day. Bye-bye.